You're listening to 66.6 FM, Radio TOVH, The Flush.
Hey, Flushalos, it's your boy, 365 Days of Horror. Before we get into this week's show, and I promise it's a good one, because they're all good ones, I just wanted to remind you that 'tis the season of giving, and about a year ago, we had a gift exchange here on the Toilet of Hell. I sent Joe some stuff, Joe sent me some stuff, and we also got some items from you, our favorite listeners. And we'd like to do that again. I think it was a lot of fun. We got some really cool stuff, and we really got to see that you guys are listening and appreciate what we do. So we're going to start that again this year. What we're asking you to do is send us an email to toiletofhellradio@gmail.com and just give us your name, if you have a Discus handle, anything like that. And we will send you our home addresses. And that way you could send us some cool stuff. We'll open it on a show right around the holiday times. It'll be a lot of fun. So if that's your thing, send us an email and we'll get started. Thanks.
Hell yeah. It's another exciting episode of Toilet Radio, and this time we got something extremely different planned for y'all. Mm-hmm. I don't know about y'all, but when I was a kid, my favorite books were like those 70s and 80s choose-your-own-adventure books. Like, I loved that shit. All of his ones, like, man, there were so many classics, like Who Killed Harlow Thrombey, or Inside UFO 5440, or the Turner Diaries. Just, I had such a great time as a kid reading all of these books and choosing my own path through the story, and then inevitably dying immediately, so keeping like a you know, a dog year so I could go back to the last decision.
Go.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bookmark was necessary. Goosebumps actually did a couple of them. They did a choose your own scare thing.
They did. I had one of them, and I remember I wasn't able to get through it. Like, I wasn't able to find it. I was a stupid kid, though. So I mean, I'm a stupid adult, so I probably couldn't do it now.
Was it the one with the alligator on it?
No, it was like called Escape from Bat Hall or something like that.
Yeah, I think I had all of them. I was just obsessed with Goosebumps as a kid. I would just get them all. And when I got the Choose Your Own Scare, I was still at that age where I didn't know what I was getting into. So I just opened it up and I was like, what the fuck is this? I didn't know it was like a Choose Your Own Adventure thing. So it was pretty mind blowing for me to kind of be flipping back and forth in the book like that.
Jordan, you found something recently that brought this up. Tell us about it.
So this past summer, I went to the Boston Comic Con, and while Comic Cons are fun to, you know, see a couple celebrities and buy some junk, I pretty much went to get old comic books because they make me happy and they're very cheap. I particularly like What If for Marvels. They're kind of like alternative universe. What happened if, you know, Spider-Man fought the Punisher and died? Stuff like that.
Yeah, so anyway, I remember having a couple of those, like, what if Bizarro didn't have a learning disability?
It's like the only comics they make now that, like, what if Captain America was a Nazi?
Oh, they actually did that shit, didn't they?
Yeah. That wasn't a what if, unfortunately. That was the real comic.
No, it wasn't. They got so many different authors and storylines now, but I don't mean to cut you off, but continue.
Yeah, Marvel had What If and DC had Elseworlds Tales, so same basic concept. Anyway, when flipping through one of these, I came across something that I had completely forgotten about, but seeing it just brought me back to being a little kid, and it's a two-page advertisement where you call a 900 number and you fight as one of the X-Men using a touchtone phone, and I'll read you some of the adverts. Call 1-900-288-X-Men. Listeners don't actually call that. I have no idea what it is now. Call this number and battle the X-Men's deadliest enemies. How to play. You call the number. You start by battling Magneto's henchmen. Summon the appropriate X-Men based on their powers, and the combination and confrontation is at hand. Wait for the cue, then activate their powers by pressing the star key within the designated time. Then go one-on-one with Magneto and earn your rewards by answering as many trivia questions as you can. Press 1 for Wolverine, 2 for Iceman, 3 for Cyclops, and 4 for Banshee. And this was $1.75 a minute and 75 cents for each additional minute.
Damn, wow, what year was that? Premium back then.
This is early 90s.
Yeah, that's ooh. All right.
1991.
Do you think anybody chose Banshee? Like, surely everybody went with Wolverine.
Well, people chose Banshee when Wolverine, Iceman, and Cyclops died.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I want to keep playing. Better be Banshee.
Sort of like that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Nintendo game. Like, fuck, Donatello's dead. I guess I got to be one of the shitty ones.
Well, you be Donatello, Leonardo, then Michelangelo, and then you're stuck with Raphael, who would spin his katana around.
Yeah, useless.
They were katanas. They were size or something, right?
Yeah, you're right. Whatever.
Don't care.
A little liquid shit sprays onto your undies, and it looks like some of it leaked through to the couch, too. You'd probably better take care of this. Turn to page 9 to run to the bathroom. Okay, on page 9, you remove your disgusting shorts, toss them in the bathtub, and place your vile ass on the porcelain throne. 2 seconds later, you get bored and reach for your phone. What will you look at? You can turn to page 13 to look at funny animal pictures on Facebook, or you can turn to page 17 and open up Twitter.
I think we're, what do you think, Jordan? We're Twitter guys, right?
Well, there isn't an option to look at my college diploma right now after reading all of that, which is probably good. So, yeah, I mean, Twitter's pretty good.
Yeah, we'll go to Twitter. Why don't we try Twitter?
Can we try Facebook first?
All right, we'll try Facebook first. Yeah, man, let's go look at some cute animals on Facebook.
All right. Going to page 13. Your Facebook newsfeed is filled with cute animals. You have a great time looking at them, and you finish pooping. While you're done, you clean everything up and go to bed early. Congratulations, you survived your adventure.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, that's it. You didn't really go on an adventure, but I guess you could if you chose a different option.
It just sounds like Tuesday.
Yeah, man. Let's, is it okay to go back? Can we go back to Twitter? It kind of sucks.
Yeah, sure, man. Let's go, we'll go to page 17. Okay. You navigate your iPhone browser to twitter.com, a cursed website. You read tweet after tweet of some of the dumbest and most evil people alive, occasionally interspersed by a fairly funny joke. Eventually, you come across a tweet from a well-known musician who's also kind of a dumbass. His tweet reads, "I'll fucking drug and kidnap and hunt for sport any pussy-ass commie that wants kids to have healthcare. Hashtag TCOT, hashtag Ron Paul 2012.
I wonder who this is.
You are physically incapable of not replying.
I think that's true.
You can turn to page 32 and use the power of logical fallacies to destroy his tweet, or you can turn to page 112 to deliver the most witty and hilarious takedown you can.
I'm just going to go with how I would do it. I don't know about you, Jordan, but I'm going to do the 112. I'm going to do the witty and hilarious takedown of his character because I'm not a logical fallacy guy. I just like to be rude. So that's okay with you.
Yeah, no, I think that's the best course of action with something like that.
I agree, gentlemen. Logical fallacies are for fucking nerds. Okay, going to page 112. You pause for a moment and compose an absolutely brutal own on this metal musician. You think, sweat a little bit, and then finally you type, "Lol, you're a fucking bitch," and hit send tweet. Satisfied by your devastating repartee, you jump in the shower and clean your disgusting body. All cleaned up, you retire to the kitchen and open the fridge. Aside from a few packets of mustard and a can of Natty Light, there sits a single, perfect corn dog. Odd, you think. I'm pretty sure I housed every corn dog this morning. Regardless, hunger takes over, and you deep-throat this perfect golden-fried sausage. Within moments, your vision becomes cloudy, your head is light, your knees weak. A darkness takes your senses as you tumble to the floor, cracking your head on the counter on the way down. You awake, sitting in a chair in a dark room. Your hands and feet are bound. The only source of light comes from a lone light bulb dangling in the center of the room. Your head throbs in pain, and a small amount of blood trickles down from your forehead into your eye. It stings like a motherfucker. You have to poop again. Things have been better in your life, but let's be honest, they've been a lot worse too. You gotta get out of this situation. What will you do? Turn to page 91 to call for help, or you can turn to page 69 to rock back and forth in your chair.
Well, let's see what we got here. We know that it's only a single lone light bulb, so it's not Jonathan Davis. He would have several.
Good reference.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a classic horror game style. I'm going to rock back and forth and bust out of that fucking chair. 69, man.
Nice. All right. Turning to page 69. Nice.
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 Real nice.
You rock back and forth in your chair, eventually knocking it over and landing on your aching head again. "Fuck shit," you say out loud. Your swearing gains the attention of someone or something. A speaker activates in the darkened corner of the room. Crackling to life, an intercom hisses in a high-pitched whine. "Hey, homo!" "Sup," you reply. "I told you not to fuck with me. I told you that I am, in fact, the wrong one to fuck with. But you didn't listen. Therefore, by the power of the free market and the authority of the Second Amendment, the only amendment that matters, I'm going to hunt you for sport." His voice becomes auto-tuned. "I will catch you and shoot you and mount you." "You're gonna mount me?" you reply.
"Oh, man."
"Yes, I'm gonna fucking mount you and then, like, make a trophy out of you, you know? Anyway, you got 5-minute head start before I start hunting?" This seems pretty serious. You'd better get out of there and get out of this room or hide or something. Unfortunately, you're still bound to the chair. You can turn to page 50 to break the chair and free your limbs, or you can turn to page 420 and wait for a kindly stranger to offer assistance.
I don't think, Jordan, what do you think? You know what? Well, I mean, I would break the chair and free my limbs because that's an option. We can just bust out of here, right?
Yeah, that seems like a better solution than just kind of waiting for someone, right?
That's right. Plus, turning to page 420 wouldn't be cool because you're straight edge, and we don't want that. Let's go to page 50. 50 sounds good.
You break edge, I break your face.
That's right.
Okay, turning to page 50. You break apart the wooden limbs of this shitty IKEA chair with a satisfying snap. You must work out. damn, look at how swole you are. You're free your hands and your feet, and you pick yourselves up by the bootstraps.
Nice.
You've got to find a way out of this darkened room. You scan the walls and see a door and an extraordinarily large air vent that appears to accommodate the girth of a grown man. Do you turn to page 83 and open the door, or do you turn to page 88 and crawl through this shockingly large air vent?
If it can accommodate me, it is a shockingly large air vent. So I'm gonna go for 88. We're gonna 88 this motherfucking air vent.
All right. Okay. You pry off the covering of this just unbelievably big air vent and crawl inside. The air duct appears to slope upward gently. Again, an extremely odd thing for an air duct to do. You follow the path of it and find that it opens to an exterior wall. Outside appears to be a heavily wooded area. It's dark. You pop open the exterior vent and jump down to the ground below. In the dark, you misjudge the distance of the fall and haplessly crash your head into the dirt. If you didn't before, you surely have a concussion now. There's no time to rest, though. In the distance, you hear a volley of gunshots. Each shot, very faintly through the trees, sounds to be punctuated by a child yelling, "Pew, pew!" Do you turn to 220 to run away from the gunshots, or do you turn to 225 to run to the gunshots?
Let's try 220, right? Running away, that seems like what we're doing. We're being hunted, so that seems, let's do that.
That's how you get shot in the back.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. We're going to 220. Well, just let's see what happens.
Let's see. Turning to 220. You get to your feet and run like a goddamn madman away from the sound of the gunfire. Unfortunately, you're pretty out of shape and bullets go mad far. You get domed up like Bambi's mom. Sorry, fellas.
Fuck that. I mean, can we try the other one? Can we go to, what was it, 225?
Yeah, fuck it. We can give that a try.
Fuck it. Let's see. Just please, you know, we're the 7-year-old kids with our Goosebumps books. We're going to just flip back. No one's watching.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Let's see. You're turning to page 225. You get to your feet and run like a crazed ninja from tree to tree to the booming sounds. Bullets whiz by your face, but your adrenaline makes them appear as if they're moving in slow motion effect, like a badass Zack Snyder movie or some shit. Hiding behind a tree, you come to a clearing. Through the moonlight, you can see ahead of you a small creature. Upon first impression, it appears to be a leprechaun. So you explain, "Give me the gold!" "What?" the leprechaun yells back. "Leprechaun, I said give me the gold!" you enthusiastically reply. The small being lowers his weapon and approaches you. "I am well within my rights as a sovereign citizen to put you down right now, and I'm going to do it with this Chamberboard 6-Hour 433 Custom ACP Semi-Auto Fully Metal Tactical Bazooka." You can turn to page 312 to try to take his gun, or you can turn to page 589 to compliment his gun.
Let's do, I think being a ninja has worked well for us so far. Let's go to 312. Let's take it. Let's take that motherfucker.
Come and take it, as they say. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Turning to 312. You try to overpower this small child and take his gun. Unfortunately, he's too fast. He draws his weapon before you can get there, and he blows your head clean off. Game over, fellas.
All right. So the point is, don't pick me at a post-apocalyptic group. I'd get your ass killed. All right, let's do the other one. Do the other page, please.
All right, you want to try to compliment the gun then?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's tell him we like it.
Okay, all right. Well, let's turn to that page. You take a hard look at this strange, childlike man who appears to be unable to grow a mustache. You take pity on him, so you compliment his gun. "Hey, that's a nice clip you got on that there gun," you say. His face turns red.
It's not a goddamn clip. It's a magazine. You don't know anything. You're just trying to take away Second Amendment rights from responsible gun owners without even knowing the terminology of a firearm or the proper method for maintaining and..."
A small sizzle and then a squishy explosion. His head explodes. It appears that your disregard for the proper pronouns of gun owners has overpowered your adversary and left him in a pool of his own gore. Congratulations, you guys have escaped Phil Labonte's compound.
Yay! We sort of did it. It's like it's like, you know how video games, they let you start over 4 seconds before you just died? It's kind of how I am now with this story.
Well, I think with some stick-to-itiveness, you guys really, you know, you made it happen.
Right, if this was like Super Mario Bros. And I had 4 lives, I think I'd be okay.
Yeah, so.
Three or four, so.
That was my my thrilling adventure.
Nice, man, very nice. I liked it a lot.
It'll be published through Penguin Books later this year.
At least like Amazon books, right? Where anyone can put
up. At least the nudie, where they print the nudie books, they'll print this.
Right. Cool.
Okay. Who wants to go next?
I say Jordan. Jordan should go next.
All right. We can go next. Depending on how this goes, there may be a similar theme going on in Joe's story, but we'll see. There's no guarantee that'll happen.
Oh, intrigue.
It's Saturday night. The weather is cool and crisp. Perfect hoodie weather. You've been waiting for this night for months. Your favorite band, Crotch Monster, is playing at the Flop House tonight, and there's no way you're going to miss them. Sure, you've already seen them 7 times, but tonight is different. Tonight they're playing their hit album, Crotchamania, in full. You just have to be up front, so you can sing along to songs like Angel of Disease Nuts, Executioner's Sack, and Eternal Dongness, Part 1. As you get ready for the show, you face a dilemma. Do you wear your trusty battle jacket or your ultra-rare, limited-edition Crotch Monster shirt to the Crotch Monster show?
Ooh.
Well, I mean,
talk amongst
like,
yourselves.
The rule is, I've always heard, like, you never wear a band's t-shirt to the show. Plus, it's a limited-edition shirt. There's probably going to be some blood. I don't know if I want to fuck that up.
Yeah, I would have gone with the battle jacket. I'm very, very strongly opposed to wearing the shirt of the band you're going to see. Because you went to the show. People know you like them, obviously.
Also, I mean, like, with the t-shirt, you're repping one band. So the people around you, they think you only know one band. With a battle jacket, you have 40 bands. So people think that you know more bands. Even if you don't know them, you can put any patch on there you want.
Sick. Let's go with the battle jacket. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Final answer.
You shrug your shoulders and toss on the battle jacket. The place will be full of other stinkos. No one will notice, you tell yourself, as the sweat-soaked denim audibly snaps and crackles as you put it on. The 15-minute drive to the venue is a difficult one, as the disgusting smell of the battle jacket overwhelms you. Opening the windows only seems to make it worse. You pull into the venue's parking lot and immediately throw up in full view of the people waiting in line to get in. Everyone laughs. You clean your mouth out with a wet. You clean your mouth out with a leftover wet nap from when you got Popeyes last week. After having an extra grabby security guard pat you down, you quickly head into the venue. You survey the area, trying to decide which spot to stand in when you catch something out of the corner of your eye. There's a slightly open door marked private. Do you stick to the plan and claim your spot now, or do you go through the door in hopes of meeting Crotch Monster?
Ooh.
Could get us thrown out if we don't just do it right, you know? We got to play it safe. It's too early in the story.
But, I mean, we could meet Crotch Monster. It's a high risk, high reward here, really.
I mean, how often are we going to do this, man? Might as well go for broke, right?
You only live once.
That's right.
I think we got to YOLO this situation.
Let's do it. Let's bust in that private door.
Yeah, man.
Fuck it. This is my chance, you tell yourself as you sneakily make your way to the door. You look around to make sure there isn't any security around head in. To your shock and amazement, the room does not contain your favorite band, but an honest-to-God leprechaun. See?
What are the fucking odds?
It's New England, so they're pretty high.
Huh.
Stunned, you mutter out and beak, hey. The leprechaun smiles and say, "Oi, mate, my name's KK Wasslut, leader of Destroyer 666, a band that's guaranteed to make you chunder."
All right.
Sweet.
Okay, fair enough.
It continues.
He swear to make you chunder.
Yes, yes, we were on Chunder.
Okay, Chunder. Go, moving forward.
You found me, so I guess you get my pot of gold. It's not really gold, though. It's mostly full of racism, misogyny, and unsold Destroyer 666 merchandise. Don't be a bludger. Go on, then. Tuck in. Nonplussed, you toss over the pot of gold and step on the leprechaun, smushing him into the ground. You use a Destroyer 666 shirt to clean off your shoe. After surviving the ordeal, you realize that in your rush to get to the venue, you forgot to get something to eat. You notice the venue has a snack bar towards the back. The guy behind the counter is wearing an apron and no shirt on underneath. Do you risk it and try the venue food or leave the venue in search of something else?
Oh, man. I want to see. Joe, I want to see if they have tendies, man.
Man, is there re-entry?
Yes, like, there is re-entry.
Oh. Well, I guess it doesn't hurt. Can we, like, we could go see what he's got.
I think awful, we can go back if it's just the end. If it, attendees kill, like, let's go. Let's see what he's
let's
got.
See, let's see what he's got. Yeah.
You don't want to leave, so you risk it and go to the snack bar. What do you want, pal? Asked the shirtless cook. Your eyes scan the poorly spelled menu, and you go with the chicken finger basket.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
It'll probably be okay, you tell yourself as you utter a silent prayer. To your amazement, the chicken fingers are incredibly delicious. They're clearly homemade and not that frozen crap. Hell golden yeah. Brown, properly seasoned, and fried in locally sourced organic peanut oil. The basket comes with a large portion of hand-cut steak fries made from Idaho potatoes. The basket comes with multiple dipping sauces, including artisanal honey mustard, buffalo, mango habanero, and cranberry garlic. Everything is delicious, and you even get to watch the second band, Morbid Angle, the Morbid Angel tribute band led by former WWE champion Kurt Angle. Once they finish their set, you head outside to get some air.
I don't think I've ever felt so victorious from a choice in one of these in my entire life.
I would actually murder a person for some tendies right now.
Now I'm, it's over. I'm going to leave on this.
I've never had buffalo sauce, but I must have it.
Now it's a thing, yeah.
It's just buffalo sauce and, barbecue sauce.
Well, it's an itch you didn't know you had to scratch.
Exactly. All right, let's get back to this adventure.
Outside, you notice a group of people have gathered around someone talking loudly. Curious, you go to investigate. You make your way through to the front of the crowd and realize that the person talking is none other than Jose Mangan, host of Liquid Metal. No. He's excitedly talking about the latest Five Finger Death Punch song when his eyes lock with yours. Oh, fuck, you think to yourself. Hey, man, oh, my God. Looks like we got a real heavy metal fan over here. You know what I'm saying? Yo, dude, you got to try my new guacamole. It's loaded with ghost peppers and peas. Try some.
I'm so
You be polite
right
and try fucking some, peas. Or you try to get out of it.
I'm not going to eat fucking guacamole with peas. What kind of bullshit Arizona nonsense is that?
I've waited my whole life to be rude to Jose Mangan. I'm not backing on from this. Let's deny. Let's just face him. We're not doing it. No guacamole. No guacamole.
I think you should do some of your Jose Mangan impression before we move forward.
Okay, hold on. Oh my God, dude! I'm like, oh fucking man, you gotta try this guacamole, dude. Listen, okay, I got ghost peppers in there, dude, and I got some fucking peas in there, dude. It's so fucking tight, man. I've got them the same color as my Slayer tattoo. It's fucking lime green. I don't know why. I don't know. It's fucking the same color as guacamole, so it's fucking sick, dude. Yeah.
I was really happy after the tendy description, and now I'm the exact opposite. This is just. All right, let's try to duck Mangan because I'm not eating no goddamn guacamole with peas.
Remembering a special you watched on the Discovery Channel about bears, you collapse on the ground and pretend you're dead. Oh my God, bro, that's totally sick, shouted Mangan. This dude needs a doctor or something, I don't know. I think there's one backstage. People from the crowd pick up your limp body and bring you to the backstage area of the venue. Once inside, you come to and assure everyone that you're fine. But Mangan refuses to leave your side.
Oh, no.
Fuck. You've made it backstage, though. Soon you'll be seeing the mighty Crotch Monster performing the greatest album of all time mere feet away from you. As of right now, you get to watch a direct support band, Excruciating Purple Nurple. They're a tech death band featuring members of other tech death bands that broke up when they realized that there's no money in being in a tech death band. Originally, Code Orange was supposed to play because they're contractually obligated to open every tour, but they had to drop off to go to the Grammys. You try to enjoy all the wheedly dealies, but Jose will not stop talking during the set. You can't deal with it if he talks during Crotch Monster. You need to ditch him. Do you get rid of him politely or rudely?
What did I just say? This is it. This is my
there
moment.
There is no fucking way I'm ever going to be nice to Jose Mangan. The dude could, like, he could, like, give me a new car and I would still tell him to go eat shit. So we're,
I'd piss on the windshield right in front of him.
Yeah. We're going to be a little mean here.
Yeah. Let's be rude.
Incensed that this guy is ruining your special night, you grab Mangan and throw him into the crowd from the stage. He lets out a terrified, "Bro!" as he sails through the air. Unfortunately, your throw is a bit short, and he crashes in the space between the stage and the crowd. The crowd lets out an audible, "Oh!" and the house lights come up as people have to help the injured Jose Mangan to his feet. You slink back into the shadows, hoping no one saw you. Suddenly, a large hand is placed on your shoulder. Gotcha. Oh, shit, you think. This is it. I'm getting kicked out. You turn to see that it is none other than the front man from Crotch Monster, Lord Groin.
Tight. Oh, sick. Fuck.
Nice work, brother. Glad someone finally got rid of that guy. Too excited and slightly queasy from the guacamole, you mutter a meek "sure thing" to your hero as he heads out onto the darkened stage. The intro to the band song, "Welcome to Dicktown," starts to play. The band is tight, sound is great, and you have the best seat in the house. You sing along to every tune and are having the time of your life. The band starts to play the last song, "Tain't It the Life," when you suddenly get an idea in your head. You want to run on stage and sing with them. Do you follow through, or do you just stay on the side of the stage?
I don't know, man. It sounds like we've won a lot. We have won so much throughout the story. You know, what do we have to lose?
Well, I don't know, man. By that same token, like, how far can you push your luck? I feel like we've pushed it pretty far. We got to squish KK Downing, Warslut, into a little pile of goo and eat some delicious tendies and beat up Jose Mangan. I think we're winning. Did we really want to push that?
Well, I mean, you're right. Let's play it safe. Let's just chill right by stage side there. Let's chill. Let's not do it.
Yeah. Let's just ride this one out.
You have second thoughts and decide just to watch. It's been a great night and you don't want to ruin it.
Exactly.
It was the right idea because Jose Mangan and whatever was left of Leprechaun Warslut both run onto the stage. Incensed, Lord Groin chokeslams both of them through flaming tables wrapped in barbed wire and chili cheese flavored Fritos. It's the perfect way to end the perfect night. Tired, sweaty, and with handfuls of merch, you go home completely satisfied. Oh, and you fight some goblins or something on the way home with your +4 mace. The end.
Joe, you and I need to go to a show together. We know what's up, man. We've been to too many of these. You know?
We have good decision making abilities. That's really what it's about.
Ah, great, man. Great story. I'm glad. I don't want to say disappointed because it was excellent, but I'm wondering how we could have failed. You know, there's always that thought in the back of your mind, how bad things could have gone. Because
I don't know. We could have left the venue and then we would have missed out on all that cool shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will say that, you know, you did miss out on some stuff, but that's okay. That's always for a future episode and another story.
Yeah, definitely. We'll have to bring it up again. We'll have to, you know, do a part two of the greatest band of all time.
Okay. What are we going to do now, fellas?
Well, I wrote myself up a little short, funny choice story here. Just as a follow-up to these great, big, epic adventures, I wanted to do one that really just wasn't so epic. I wanted to kind of pull it back a bit and do my own thing here for you guys. So if you'd like, we could go through my story a bit here.
Let's give it a try.
Let's give it a shot. Okay. All right, so you're not going to a concert. You're not trapped in a compound. You're just home by yourself, barely making rent payments to your mom, and living like the lonesome incel loser that you really are. Pick a choice for how your fun-filled evening is going to go. Will you A, masturbate, or B, smoke some weed? The decision is yours.
I feel like I'm gonna do both. It's just like which one's first. I would probably lose concentration if I tried to go with B then A. So I'm gonna go masturbate.
Jordan, you wanna go A?
A.
All right. You go to the bathroom and to go grab your favorite lotion. You open the medicine cabinet. Inside the medicine cabinet is your favorite lotion. There is also a glowing magic jewel-encrusted scepter decorated in ancient runes. Huh. Which do you grab? The lotion or the scepter?
Well, the scepter seems new. I don't remember putting it there the last time I went for the lube. But at the same time, kind of got to crank one out.
Can you put lotion on the scepter?
No, I don't think I got that complex.
I think that's D&D. We're talking about choose your own adventure.
Yeah, this is pretty linear at the end of the day here.
I'm going to take the lotion.
Just go with lotion, play it safe, let's do that. All right, so you grab the lotion. You bring it to your computer and type in the video streaming URL that will take you to your favorite videos of classic Brazilian fart porn. As you click on your tried-and-true favorite video, a pop-up blocks your view. Oh no, a virus, you exclaim. The pop-up says, quote-unquote, click here now to automatically summon a glowing magic jewel-encrusted scepter decorated in ancient runes.
Huh. Well, yeah, I guess I gotta click it.
Okay, so you click it. The scepter magically appears. You grab it and bring it to your bedroom in your mom's basement. You sit on your race car bed and are just blinded by its majesty. You lift it high and recite the ancient rhyme of the old ones. Lak Mayesh Farna Dayash. Morklesh, the demonic wizard wraith of ultimate immortal power, is summoned through the glowing pentagram that appears and rips a portal through time and space into your mother's finished basement carpet floor. Morklesh,
kill me.
Yeah, she's gonna be pissed. I trust you. Morklesh speaks to you in his ancient tongue, which is translated into English directly into your mind by the screaming souls of all his previous victims. Mortal, with releasing me from my cosmic prison, I can grant you pure, ultimate, never-ending power, influence, women, riches beyond your wildest dreams. Speak, Earth creature, and use your crude, primitive tongue to convey to me that which you wish to receive. Do you wish to A, get good at Dark Souls, B, be the most knowledgeable commentator in the Death Metal Underground comments section, C, have complete knowledge regarding all anime and manga storylines from now unto eternity?
This is a tough one, you know? I tried playing Dark Souls once and quit immediately.
You didn't get good, huh?
I have feelings about anime. I'm gonna go with I want to be the most. My opinion is it'd be most valuable to be the most knowledgeable Death Metal Underground commenter.
Feelings with this is that we already are, aren't we?
I don't know. Every time I look, somebody else is teaching me new things about the Jews I didn't know before.
Well, go with what your heart feels.
Let's go DMU.
Want to go DMU? All right. Here we go. Choosing any one of these stupid fucking options infuriates and puzzles the dark, ultra-dimensional lord of infinite power. He says, you simple-minded human fool, do you understand what I can grant you? Consider your options carefully and tell me a wish worth wishing, for your next choice is ultimately your last. So do you wish for A, all three of those previous things at once, B, a Nintendo Switch, C, lift the internet ban from the country that Daniel Marat got deported to so he can so he can continue to provide quality content to Death Metal Underground.
I really want a Nintendo Switch, man. That'd be so fucking dope. What do you think, Jordan?
Switch sounds like the best option out of those three.
All right, yeah. You can always go back. You can always go
okay.
back.
Okay.
Morklish grants you your wish for a Nintendo Switch. However, yeah. since it is all you received, your weak-ass noob skills make you unable to collect all the moons in Super Mario Odyssey, though you may try forevermore. The end. Game over.
Feel like that would have happened regardless, except the only difference is I couldn't afford a Nintendo Switch.
Right. Not very exciting ending.
All right. Well, let's go back then. Let's go back.
Okay. So your options were lift the internet ban from Daniel Marot's country, or you get all three of those previous options where you get the anime knowledge, you get good at Dark Souls, and you're the best guy at Death Metal Underground. Smartest dude in the comment section.
I feel like this podcast has suffered pretty badly since Daniel Marot got banned from the internet. We should free him.
Okay, let's do it. Daniel Marot's country tastes freedom for the first time since the barbed wire fences went up nearly a century ago. He is able to provide his daily broken English to the DMU comment. English to the DMU content we've all come to know and expect from them. Their views skyrocket, nearly passing almost half of the total views of Toilet of Hell that we still easily make over them. The weak have certainly been sodomized, and you have saved heavy metal from the SJWs. Somewhere, Carlos of Metal Mofos dies of colon cancer with a smile on his face.
I feel pretty good about this decision.
The end.
I think we made the right choice there. What do you think, Jordan?
Yeah, that's a win.
you guys did it. I'm happy for you. I think the Nintendo Switch was still a pretty good ending.
Yeah.
Although, man, it's failing forevermore at Super Mario Odyssey to be a completionist is just that tastes bad, you know.
Well, I guess I can live with it because I've still got fucking Mario Kart. Yeah, you don't have to collect a bunch of tiny little things in Mario Kart. We're good there.
Definitely, man. There's honestly not too many twists and turns. I tried to do lots of creative ways of getting you back to the scepter, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, like, a jeweled scepter is pretty cool, right? but it's not jacking off cool.
No, not at all. It's just one of those things where, like, I would, no matter, if you kept trying to stay boring, it just wouldn't work out for you. I tried to do that, but, you know, you guys are cool. You guys stuck with it. You wanted to go rad real quick.
Did we learn anything from writing these stories today?
That I'm not very good at them, but also that, you know, I think failure is a great way to learn. And I think that what's really good about stories like these is, you know, if you're by your lonesome, you're not really hurting anything reading something like this, or, you know, by yourself, you can just go back and try again. And maybe there's a lot of stuff in life that you should, you know, take the same philosophy to.
Exactly. Also, I think it's just really fucking weird that Jordan, you and I, completely independent of each other, decided that short dudes and metal are definitely leprechauns.
It's funny because I'm short too, so it's I'm allowed to say it.
Great minds, et cetera. Great minds.
That's our word.
Yeah, right. I mean, I'm Irish, so it's like actually my word, but that's fine. I'll let you have it.
No, I didn't realize you were Irish. Ugh, that's awkward. Mm.
Really, the last name Sullivan didn't ring any alarm bells.
Brenna Side Sullivan.
Yeah,
I never realized your last name. All right. I think this has been an episode. Join us for future non-traditional podcast formats. Subscribe to the Patreon. Follow us on Twitter. The show itself, at Toilet of Hell, as well as all of us individually, at Joe Thrash and Kill, at 365 Days of Horror, at That's Not Metal. Follow us on Facebook. Subscribe to the Patreon. Send us an email at... Jordan, what is it for the gift exchange?
Toilet of Hell Radio at gmail.com.
That's the one. And someone will actually see that. If you email toiletofhell@gmail.com, I'm never going to see it because I suck. Someone else will see it, though, and then they'll try to
show
it to me.
I'll see it because I'm responsible.
Yeah. Plus, that shit is just buried in promos, right?
Yeah. It's all Obama been Hitler or whatever. Like, I can't keep up with it. So,
yeah.
All right. Email Jordan, and we'll do the thing. Thanks for listening. Have a good night, everybody.
Have a good night, dude. Stay metal.
Bye.
Listening to 66.6 FM, Radio TOVH, The Flush.